God bless his little heart yesterday, Ball and Master. The Melbourne bookies let him go around at $9. I was actually talking to Joe Pride yesterday. I said, I think this horse is a chance. And
you were saying what? Money from a baby?
No, I didn't say that. But I said he was a great chance. And Joe pulled off a brilliant first up coup. He's on the line. I think he's still in Melbourne. Joe, good morning. And a bit of plane trouble down there, Joe.
Mate, it got worse than that. I just copped the worst Uber driver in the history of Uber drivers, I'd suggest. He got lost finding me, got lost dropping me off, and I don't know how you can't find an airport. There's signs everywhere. I just actually got out of the Uber, and I'm walking there now.
Oh,
hey, Joe, rate him a zero, mate.
Oh, mate, I've never done a rating before, but I certainly will.
Well, you missed your plane. Were you on time, Joe?
No, I'm sorry. I just couldn't believe how incompetent he was. Last minute, going, I'm following the navigation. I said, mate, there's a sign that says airport, mate. That's that blue sign. It says airport. What do you need navigation for?
Unbelievable.
You can't find an airport, you're in trouble.
Anyway. I can hear the frustration in your voice there, and imagine it would have been like if Ball of Muscle didn't have that fantastic win.
We may have had one Uber driver not survive.
He was great yesterday, Joe. I know you've told me a couple of times you've got his feet right, and that's the key with this horse, and he is underrated. First up, fresh. He was dynamic yesterday.
He was. When he's hitting the ground and hitting the ground comfortably, you really see the best of him. You know, he sort of lived in the certainly in my estimation, lived in the shadow of his two brothers, the two older brothers. But he's a pretty fair horse in his own right. And, now they've retired, and it was this win might have got lost a couple of years ago if he'd just done it when the others were winning. But sort of now that they're finished, it was a pretty special win. So really, really happy.
Yes, Terra Vista and Tiger Teasy's brothers. So yeah. Pretty fair family, isn't it?
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. All out of the one stable too.
Up with those as brothers, isn't
exactly,
it? You know?
Yeah.
It's like Matthew and Andrew Johns, isn't it? But anyway, Joe, the wide gate too, and then Glyn just went bang and straight to the front. And I'd imagine that's the plan, right?
Yeah, look, I think wide gates are a little bit overstated when it comes to speed horses, because if your horse is quick enough, they generally get across, and you can sort of take your time doing it. Sometimes from the inside gates, you've got to really hustle and rush your horse along. But I actually don't really mind wide barriers for speed horses.
Mm. Did he get a bit lost in the straight? I thought he wandered around a little bit.
Yeah, and that sort of gave the impression he might have been getting tired or something, but Glyn just sort of corrected him, gave him a slap, and he was actually holding him pretty well. I know there was a wall chasing him, but he was actually really strong through the line yesterday.
Terrific. And so where to next then, Joe, given he's obviously back in such great order?
Yeah, look, he's run second in the short the last 3 years in a row. So it's a race we're going to give some consideration to, but the whole plan with this preparation was to avoid Everest horses, but it seemed just pretty hard to do that. You know, you've nearly got to leave the country to do it. So... this stage, I'd love to run him in the Moya, but that's a month away. So whether or not he runs in the shorts or just has a trial in between, so I would love to get him back down for the Moya. He ran second to Buffering there 1 year.
That's right.
Mm. And, I think it's a nice race for him. You get around the valley well.
So the suggestion is that the 1,200 metres is no problem for Ball of Muscle, which brings us to there's a 1,200 metre race coming up in about 6 weeks' time. It's worth $13 million. Any contact from the last couple of slot holders at all yet, Joe?
No, look, he was an emergency in it last year. And look, I'd just like to target races. I think he can win. I don't think he's up to up to beating those kind of horses unless they had a bit of an off day. So, as I say, the whole preparation was just tailored around avoiding that absolute top-shelf horses.
Right.
Maybe I'm not giving him enough respect, but he's 8 years old. You know, you wouldn't think he's getting any better, but if we've got him right, I think he's a pretty fair horse. So.
Okay.
Do you race like the Moira would suit him, wouldn't he, in the valley, Joe, gee, when he's in form? Hey, Joe, just a quick update on everyone's favourite, Destiny's Kiss, after his Wyong Cup effort last Friday.
Yeah, look, he just seemed really burdened by that 61 there the other day. It was a nice run, but probably just looking for that bit further. But, the 61 just sort of... It caught up with him. He's getting a bit older now, and it's not easy to carry those big weights against up and coming horses.
Joe,
forget about the Uber driver. That's all in the past, mate.
Catch that plane, get home for Father's
Get
Day,
on that plane and get home for Father's Day. Oh, by the way, the other thing to be happy about: South Sydney Rabbitohs pretty good on Thursday night.
Yeah, went out there, took the kids out there, and it was a good night. So I feel like we're back on track. I don't think we're playing the Roosters now. Are we going to play Melbourne?
That is correct.
Yeah, and look, I'm pretty comfortable playing either of those things. I think they can definitely win the comp. I'm not saying they definitely will, but certainly got the ability. And it's nice to see things coming together for them late in the season.
Anthony Seibold coming up a little bit later on in the program too, so you might have to get that one on podcast, mate, but yeah, have a listen to the impressive South Sydney coach. Good on you, Joe. Congratulations on Ball of Muscles win, and appreciate your time on Father's Day.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks very much, guys.